Hey guys, and welcome back to the Girly Girl Podcast. So to start off this first episode, which is so crazy, again, I'm so glad that I started this podcast. If you haven't watched the trailer, then make sure to definitely do that. But I wanted to start off by doing the best and the worst of the week. And this is inspired by the Call Me Candid podcast by Lily and Haley, and they do like highs and lows, and I always thought that was really cute and one of my favorite parts of their podcast. So I'll make sure to link them down below in the description. But my best part of the week was, of course, starting this podcast, because that's so freaking exciting and it just gives me something to do, I guess. But I always have loved listening to podcasts. I'll do it like when I'm cleaning, just sitting before I go to bed, brushing my teeth, pretty much whenever I'm not actually doing something. But they just make me so excited, and I think they're so cute, and I'm so glad I have one. It's so fun. Okay, but my worst of the week was applying to online school. So right now I go to a private school in Kentucky. And my mom's worried because since I have asthma, it makes me more high risk. I feel like I'm high risk, you know, like saying that, but like it's true. So she wanted me to apply to online school, which kind of sucked just because I had to write an essay and fill out a bunch of questions. And honestly, I know we're going to end up at online school at some point in this year. So I guess it would be better to go to a school that's actually specialized in it. But also, I'd rather be with my friends and teachers I know and just be with the community that I know. But anyway, so as I said, we're all probably going to end up online. So this episode is pretty much about how to deal with everything related to online school or high school during the pandemic. So I don't know about you, but I'm kind of scared to start in person because I know other states that have, like Georgia or Texas, their cases have gone way up, and I'm not trying to be one of those states, if you know what I mean. So yeah, but as from the spring, I'm pretty sure we all struggled with online school. I don't know about you, but I definitely did. It was weird. I didn't learn as well. The only reason I kept my grades was because a lot of things were completion. Because if they were actually graded, would not have been good for me. But yeah, so with online school, I feel like it can be super stressful. Just trying to know what assignments you have, how to stay organized. And yeah, so for stress, if you're stressed about online school or life in general, maybe you have some family issue going on. Maybe you know someone who got COVID. I know I did, and that was really stressful for my family. But some things you can do is just go outside, go walk your dog. Just, I feel like during COVID, we all forget, like, we don't have to stay inside the whole time. Like, we can go outside, we can walk, we can go to a park, social distance, and we need to be going outside, especially when it's sunny. I know right now when I'm recording this, it's pretty rainy and cloudy, but I still might go outside and walk my dog just because I don't think I'm getting outside enough, and that's really just not good for your mental health. You can also try and take some deep breaths. I know this sounds kind of stupid, but trust me, it helps, especially before if you have a test. I know for my school, we had to take our tests when we were on a Zoom call, and that, oh my God, that just stressed me out so much. I hated seeing everybody else, hearing everything else. I would turn my screen brightness all the way down, my sound all the way down, because It just freaked me out. Like, I don't like knowing other people are there. It's, and you can hear people writing, oh no, or typing. So to prevent that, just take some deep breaths and just calm down. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's one test. It's online school. What can you do? All you can do is just try your best. Give it your all. And yeah, everything's gonna be okay. Just make sure to ask your teacher for help too. If you can, try to email them. I know it's really hard to reach out, or it feels like it during online school since you're not in a classroom and can't just walk over to their room and ask them a question or see them in the hallway. But you need to try to get more comfortable with emailing your teachers. That is so essential for an online learning environment, because without it, you're not going to be able to ask questions. Or even if you don't like emails, you could try to schedule a Zoom call, some online meeting where you could actually talk face to face if you think that might help you understand a concept better. To reduce stress, I also like to meditate. Sometimes I'll do this for like a minute or two before I have a test. And instead of doing like a seated meditation or something, because that can sometimes hurt my back, I guess I just have really bad posture, but oh well, need to work on that. But I'll do a meditation laying down. And it really just helps me to calm down because I get some pre-stress, pre-test anxiety. Yeah. But okay. So, to stay organized and like on top of everything during online learning, you need to create a schedule. Okay, if you aren't using a planner or writing anything down or typing it online, no, just don't talk to me. But no, I'm kidding. But you really need to have a plan. If you don't, there's no way you're going to keep all your tests organized, your assignments, know when anything's due, when you have your meetings. And this is just so much easier than looking at your student portal, all your assignments, and then checking at your email to see if you've gotten any Zoom links and then having to remember. So just use a planner, create a schedule, and you'll be good to go. You don't even have to buy a planner. Literally in the spring, I use some lined paper from a journal and would just write out my whole week. And that kept me organized enough, and I could just cross out my assignments whenever I finished them, and I knew when everything was due, I didn't miss one assignment. Okay, to make sure that you're not sleep deprived and, I don't know, falling asleep during your calls, your Zoom meetings, or not being motivated to do any of your work, you need to go to bed at a reasonable time. Not necessarily like at 9, because we all know no one's going to fall asleep at 9. That's just not realistic. But try to go to bed before 12, because going to bed late, like at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you're just not going to be able to focus the next day. And since online learning makes it even harder to pay attention, to learn, to it makes you just distracted and want to go on your phone. So going to bed later is just gonna make that worse. You also need to be exercising every day. Like I said, you can walk your dog earlier, that's fine. Or you can do some at-home workouts. What I have recently loved doing is looking on YouTube and doing some yoga, or I've tried Zumba workouts, which are kind of hard. Or I also tried to do a HIIT workout once. I think I got like 5 minutes through. That was a struggle, but maybe if you're more in shape than I am, you could do that, or if you want to sweat a lot. But I do not suggest the Chloe Ting workouts. Please don't do those. I'm sorry, they're just absolute trash. I tried doing one of her, it was like 30 day butt workout, did not sweat once. Pretty sure I pulled a muscle trying to use the bands. Didn't sweat, couldn't work out for the next 2 weeks. It was not good. But anyway, online learning also makes it super hard to stay in touch with friends, to feel like you have a social life, because it's so self-isolating. Like, it's just you and your family for months. Oh God, like, thinking about it, I'm really sad that we're still going to have to do online learning this school year, because, well, my siblings go to boarding school, so hopefully their school will still be going in person, so then they can, don't want to be mean, but like, finally leave, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm not used to them being here for so long. But anyway, sorry, TBH, but you really need to try to reach out to your friends, even if you can't hang out with them or don't feel comfortable doing that because your friends don't follow social distancing guidelines, but you can FaceTime them, text, call, Snapchat, tag them in memes, TikToks. I know my friends get so mad at me because I tag them in so many TikToks. I'm kind of obsessed with TikTok. It's really bad. But, oh, guys, I love Noah Beck and the Willy Wonka guy. So good. It's the funniest thing ever. But you really need to make the extra effort for online learning because you don't want to lose touch with your school friends. And you have to try harder than you would when you're just seeing them at school in person. And even if you have like nothing to talk about, you can seriously just ask them like, hey, what's the homework, blah, blah, blah. Or what shows are you watching? Or have you seen any funny TikToks? Like, send me something funny. It doesn't have to be about something. You can also, I know I did this all the time, rant about things in your family or whatever's been going on at your house. Because maybe you have crazy parents like me. Well, they're not crazy, but they're just very cautious. But speaking of family, you need to remember to be kind to them. Yes, we all love our families, but it can be so easy to get on their nerves or for them to get on our nerves. And just try to remember that we're all stuck. We're all self-isolated. No one wants to be here. I'm sure they don't want to be spending all day with you or being stuck in the house with you because you're probably annoying too. Not saying that you're not great. I'm sure you're wonderful because you're listening to this podcast. So you have to be amazing. But anyway, so thanks for listening, guys. And I hope that your school year goes great. And just remember, it's all going to be okay. And yeah. Just want to give some last minute reminders before I sign off, but don't forget to check out my blog, Cara Carmen. It'll be linked in the description. You can find more information on high school and just teen lifestyle in general, and I think you'll really like it. And also, you should definitely join my newsletter if you want to hear more from me. You'll receive freebies and advice, tips, more personal life updates from me every Sunday. And also, if you have any questions or need some advice, you can send emails to thegirlygirlpodcast@gmail.com, which will also be written in the description. Pretty much all the information I'm mentioning is there, so you don't need to be writing any of this down or anything. But I really want to start doing some personal advice segments in the future, trying to help you guys solve your problems. So if you just send an email, then I can discuss it and I'll make sure to keep your name anonymous. You can also send an audio clip describing your situation in under 1 minute that I can actually feature in this episode. So if you want to be featured, that'd be pretty cool. So you should definitely check that out. And to do that, you can click the episodes link in the description to find the send messages button and just record a short little message, and then it'll send right to my email and I'll make sure to include it and help you out. So Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm honestly so grateful. And please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay updated whenever I post, which is every Monday. So don't forget that. And leave a review down below if you enjoyed today's episode. I really appreciate hearing what you all think and your support. Okay. Bye, girly girls. I'll see you next week.